My name is Joanna Brumble, and I'm a textile designer based in Dakar, Senegal, since 10 years now. And I have a company, and we mainly do hand-woven textiles in a traditional way. And the specific thing in Senegal is the fact that to weave and to have this beautiful pattern, it's a combination of two people. There will be a weaver, and then he's having an assistant to make the pattern appear. So it's a quite complicity work between two people. Well, the fabric that we are doing are mostly for interior design, and so we make cushions, we make bed cover, upholstery. We work for professional customer and also for particular people who wanted to have their own fabric and hand-woven fabric for the interior. And sometimes we also make some collaboration with fashion designer so that they can use our fabric and put them in their collection. It's always cotton we are using as a base, but then I really like to add different material on this cotton. And the cotton is from Senegal, and then the other fiber came from all over the world. So we can use like copper, we can use viscose, we can use silk and paper. There's many different fiber. And the main thing is that I really like to play with the interaction between the pattern and the thread and the yarn that I'm using. So I try to find, in this work, I really try to find a balance between the traditional way of weaving and all my different experience. I used to work for haute couture in Paris. I used to work for industrial company in France, and also with the artistic people, like making huge tapestry. So in this work, I really try to find a balance between tradition and contemporary world.
You arrived in Florence during Pittifilati, the international fair for the textile and knitwear industry. How did your work evolve since then?
Well, this show was amazing because it's happening like 2 times a year, and it was really amazing to see all the different filature and all the different yarn colors and aspects for this new season. And so I get some different connection and collecting range of color, range of yarn and all, but have specific contact with one amazing company who is making yarn out of paper. They make the yarn, but they also weave out of this yarn, and they make amazing fabric, and I was quite interested in this technique, so we finally get in touch, and so that I can visit their company and see the way they work, and it was really inspiring. It was just amazing. Yeah.
What is the potentiality of paper yarn for you at this very moment?
For me, because I work with cotton, it really can add a new vision on the fabric, not only the touch, because when you will touch the fabric, you can feel really this paper material, but then also the aspect in a visual term and in the language, because I think weaving is a language on its own. And I really like to feel like a metaphor regarding paper, because in different expression in words, the links are between textiles and writing. I mean, in French language, so I don't know in other language, but in French, there are many links between when you're talking about la trame d'une énigme and whatever. And as for me, textile is another language. It's a kind of clin d'œil to use this material, so introduce it in weaving. So yeah, it's given me many ideas of putting this technique in another level.
Coming to language, you talk about weaving as a universal language beyond borders. Can you elaborate on this?
Yes, for me, it's clearly a universal language because, yes, you can find textile all over the world, and you can really find the identity of one country, of one people in the textile. For me, it's really important to have this view, like you can really give the identity that you want in the textiles. And so out of each identity, there will be a special language regarding the place where it is, If it's done in the desert, if it's done in a wet environment, the fiber will change and you can really find and feel what the people environment and what they're feeling. And so I will always work with different weavers, and I always tell them that the weaving is the continuation of their soul. And so they put a special energy when they weave. Some days we will be in an amazing mood, but some days we will feeling bad, and you can really transmit that in your weaving. And so regarding this energy and the fiber that you use, you really can give an identity to your weaving. So this is in Senegal, but then from all over the world, for me, it's the same principle. You can find a link between all the different identity. But one thing is also that we are all linked with textile. We have a special link with textile because we all wear clothes. It's close to our skin. We have a direct contact. So it's a really intimate relation with textiles also. And sometimes it's funny because when you're talking about textile, or when I just present myself and talk with people wherever I am, they will always give me a feedback on what they're feeling about textile. It reminds them an old story with their family, a link which is very intimate. So it's also this part of universalism that I'm talking.
When you said that you change the traditional textile, are you looking for this balance between tradition and contemporary? So you work on this identity or on creation or evolving this universal language in a special way, like in a positive way. You modernize a tradition. How would you describe your role in this bringing it this forward?
I used to work with different weavers, men and women. They are very linked with the traditional way of weaving and very respectful of this traditional of weaving. But then there's a gap between this tradition and their own identity of today. So when I work with those people, the main thing is to try to figure out how the weaving that they are weaving today is the reflection of what they are also today. So it's a work of emotion, of sensibility, to figure out how, in respect of the tradition, you can add your own identity on it. And so it will be completely like your identity linked to your ancestor or to your knowledge. And that's quite important, because sometimes they don't feel like proud of what they are doing because it's very old and it's not so reflecting the day. So they feel like they're doing it because they have to do it, but there's no meaning. So when I work with them, I really want them to, first of all, be proud of what they have as a knowledge, but also to figure out how they can make a change in this knowledge in a respectful way. I just give them key, and then with this different key, they will open the door that they want to open. Like I was saying, each weaver have his own identity, his own sensibility. So the main thing when I work with them is to just give them the key so that they can find what is specific in them. I can give them the technical solution or technical aspect of weaving, and just it's just a guide. They will figure out how to make. And so in all weaving that they will be doing, it will be very different, and you can figure out which weavers have done this work or which weaver have done this other work. So yes, the main thing is really that they could find their own identity and what's defined us as a human being.
There is a kind of movement of people and African designers being educated in Europe, grown up in Europe, and going back to the countries of their parents, and they do so with a kind of passion to develop their own countries, to make them stronger. In Dakar, one can see your beautiful hand-woven tradition-based fabrics, and then in the markets, there are these masses of second-hand clothes coming from Europe mainly. Do you see your role has to weave against it, to awake tradition, to preserve this knowledge, to build an opposition to this European influence?
Yes, I'm really linked with the consumption world, because we are in a world now completely crazy in consuming objects and textiles. And the main thing, yes, in with my company this time is to also that people, when they will buy a fabric, they will really feel all the work and all the intimate part of the work linked to the people. For me, it's very important to make people aware of what they are consuming, and so that they can have a kind of feedback of what they are going to buy today and what they're going to wear or what they're going to put in their home, so it can reflect also what they are and what their sensibility.
Can we talk a little bit about your research on sound in relation to weaving? Where does it come from? You have already woven audio tapes in other fabrics, using old audio tapes belonging to your father's collections, but now this interest is evolving in another direction.
In fact, I think the main link is the loom, because actually when you weave, I mean, on my loom, there's a rhythm, there's a specific attitude that you will have in front of your loom, and it's a kind of instrument, in fact. So the first link with music is that, because when you weave, there's a rhythm regarding the pattern that you're going to do. You will have a special rhythm regarding the shuttle, which is working on the loom and all that. And then also the link with the project that I'm doing now in Seed with La Romana is also regarding this migration impact that we are having these days. The main gap is also the miseducation, and many people in Senegal and in Africa, they don't know how to write and how to read. But then there's this very strong relative to orality. The sound and the testimony that you can have of some people, and the feeling that you can have in voice that you will not probably will have if they will have to just write. So I wanted to make this relation between sounds, weaving, and paper. I want to also make a testimony of different people, like it can be all the women that I used to work with in Senegal, but also some of the people that live in Italy. And the thing, it's really like a metaphor, and I would like to imagine a fabric which reflects some emotion and some preoccupation and maybe some solution, but that will not be physical, but that will be like we were saying, more in a more poetic way. So it will like the weaving as a metaphor, I would say. Yeah.
Can you elaborate more on the idea of translating the voice into a pattern?
When I went to this company making a thread out of paper and weaving paper, I saw those looms, which are also kind of instruments, and it's really make me feel that we can have this link, like from the paper to the thread and then to the weaving. And so seeing this roll of paper at first, at the beginning, before the weaving, you just have this huge tube of paper. I started to think how we can use from the paper different step. And so I was first wondering, or maybe people could write on it, but then I thought it's not everybody that can write, so I figured out to make some interview with people. And so it would be maybe an idea to take the sound of this interview and to make a wave out of them, to materialize the voice and then to put it on the paper. And so from that we can weave, and it could create a special effect, and maybe in adding other material it will give a different sensitivity in the fiber, in the textile, in the weaving.
Let's follow up on the project here in Florence.
Because you said before that you like to translate into your fabric your experiences you made in different places, in different work environments, and so on. And now you are in this, or you just finished almost this residency here in the Villa Romana. And so I would like to just, maybe you can briefly summarize. I mean, we know now you have this new material which you will integrate, But maybe what other experiences would you would now evolve maybe in your next works?
Well, there's many different link that came from this residency because it was quite intense. The main thing is the link between human and the different identity that we have here in Italy. And so, like I was saying, the complicity is very important in my work, and the emotional part is important too. So from the residency, I will also probably, because we met different people, like I met Italian people, but I also met migrants, and sharing feelings, sharing emotions, sharing the way that that the world is changing and the way that the mentality are changing, and met different artists also that are very linked with this migrant problem, I would say, migrant situation. And so it will definitely put a new emotion in my work. I would say not new, but because it was already there, but then maybe be more focused on that, and in the way of maybe organize some workshop and some conversation with people in Dakar, maybe, so that Senegalese can also be aware of what is happening here. And regarding the textile, the weaving that I do also, I think it will also add a new approach on my work.